Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Akiko Fujita along with Zach Guzman. We have been watching Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee as he seeks a renomination to head up the central bank yet again. Zach, we've been watching the market action alongside this testimony over the last 2 hours or so. The Dow really the only one in the red, although pretty flat right now. The Nasdaq up about 140 points and the S&P 500 up 15. Want to bring in Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung, who's been watching the testimony alongside us as well. Brian, as expected, a pretty wide-ranging questioning here. The Fed chair talking about inflation rates, the tools the Fed has, if in fact inflation remains much more persistent. Also, a lot of questions about the ethics scandal in light of Vice Chair Richard Clarida stepping down.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a number of topics being addressed. But for our viewers that are wondering, why is this guy on our screen again? What makes this hearing particularly different is that it's his confirmation hearing, because you have to rewind to November when President Joe Biden announced that Jay Powell would be his pick for another term as Fed chair. Originally, his first term was given to him by then President Donald Trump. So what's interesting, though, is that the progressions of the hearing didn't look anything like a normal nomination hearing, where you usually see senators try to probe the person testifying to get a feel for where they're at. And some of this is because Jay Powell has testified to this very committee so many times, but also secondly, because really this committee isn't treating it like a normal hearing, because the expectation is for him to sail through to a nomination and a confirmation on a bipartisan basis. He got an 84-13 vote when he was last appointed for a Fed chair role. So again, expectation is at least for something similar this time around, which meant that this was really more of a springboard for senators to try to figure out how will Fed Chairman Jay Powell address the immediate issue of rising inflation. Obviously, there are two factors at hand here, supply and demand. How will the Fed use its interest rate tools to address that? Take a listen to what he said a few moments ago.
I don't think we look to get all of the realignment between demand and supply through the demand channel, although we should get some. But at the same time, we do think we'll get, over the course of this year, return to normal supply conditions. And that's going to affect our policy. I will say, though, if we see inflation persisting at high levels longer than expected, then we will, if we have to raise interest rates more over time, we will. We will use our tools to get inflation back.
If we have to use our tools, we will. Of course, some people wondering, why is that notable? I could or could not do anything at any given point in time. But for the Federal Reserve, the most powerful economic policymaker in the world, even the consideration of maybe moving faster could be adding more fuel to those that expect the Fed to maybe hike interest rates more than expected this year. Now, of course, he talked about a number of other topics as well. He talked about the Fed's ballooning balance sheet because they're still continuing to add assets, which is a pandemic era policy. The Fed balance sheet getting close to $9 trillion. Fed Chairman Jay Powell said that's far above where it needs to be. And then obviously the ethics scandal also in view, with now three Fed officials being pushed out early because of trades that they made during 2020. Fed Chairman Jay Powell saying that the changes that he made in October last year to tighten those policy measures is likely more stringent than other government policies in other parts like Congress itself. So very interesting to see all of that commentary. Looks like markets may be moving up a little bit on the commentary, but of course we'll see what the other Fed commentary is in the weeks to come.